All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Lamed Gimel 33. We are picking up in Meretz Hashem at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. A lot to do today. So we left off. Five lines after the bottom, middle of the line. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Haynu Tanakama. So the Gemara says, the Gemara points out that it would appear that the Shittos of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Tanakama are saying the same thing. Meaning the Tanakama said, Mipnei Seva Takum, you have to stand up in front of an older person. So the Tanakama said that, how do I know that a Zakin is a Chacham? Because the Pasuk says, Asfali Shivmish Mezikne Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that Zakin is Ze Shekana Chachma. So says the Gemara, what's the distinction between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Tanakama? Are they not saying the same thing? Ika Benayu, but says an interesting distinction. Yonik v'chacham. What happens if someone is young but very wise? Is there an obligation to go ahead and honor them or not? Stand up for them or not? Tanakama sover, yonik v'chacham lo. Tanakama holds that if someone is young but wise, you don't have an obligation to stand up. Rabbi Yossi Aglili sabra afili yonik v'chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, even if they're young but they are wise, there's an obligation to stand up. My time, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's logic? Amar lecha, he would tell you, if the Tanakama was right, that you don't have an obligation to honor someone who is young and wise, Imkein nichtov rachmana mipnei seva zokin takum v'hadarta. The pasuk should say that be in front of a seva zokin, an older wise person, you should stand up. Maishna de palginu rachmana. Why is it that the pasuk went ahead and broke up the pasuk mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zokin? Lemeimar dehai lav hai v'hai lav hai, to teach me that a seva and a zokin are in reality two different people. To which the Gemara says, Shmamina, and therefore again, if a Zakin is someone who's older and wise, a Seva is someone who's young and wise, Shmamina, Afilo Yonik V'chacham. What do you see from here? That even someone who is young and wise, you have an obligation to honor. The Tanakama would say, Mishum Debaile Mismach Zakin V'yereisa. Tanakama says, no, the Pasuk is phrased in the way that it is phrased in order to juxtapose the word Zakin older to V'yereisa, to fear. Most of that goes back to what we learned yesterday, that the Gemara said that a Zakin should be careful not to be Matriach, not to go ahead and put upon people and cause people to always stand up for him. The Tanakama, my time, what's Tanakama's logic? If Rabbi Yossi Aglili is right, that you have to stand up even for someone who is young and wise. Imkein nichtov rachmana, we'll say tap of lamed gimel. Imkein nichtov rachmana, nifnei seva takum v'hadarta. Let the pasuk say, in front of a seva, you shall stand up and give him honor. Takum v'hadarta pnei zokin. And you should stand up and honor a zakin. In other words, break up the phrases between seva and zakin. Umidalo kasafachi, but since it didn't write this, shmamina chatu, learn out from here that what? That zakin and seva are in fact one thing. Learn out that they are in fact both one thing. So Gemara says, shmamina, indeed, learn this is correct. So Gemara says, I'm sorry. Umidalo kasafachi, shmamina chatu. Amar Mar, Shabbos says, so therefore the machlokes Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Tanakama, the Shchulach Paskins, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that I feel Yonik V'chacham, even if someone is very young, but exceptionally wise, there's still an obligation to go ahead and stand up for that individual. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Yachol Yadjer Nobim Mamon, I might have thought that I have an obligation to honor the older person with money. Tamud Lomar Tokum V'adarto, therefore the Pasuk says, you shall stand up and give him honor. Maki Moshein Bachisaron Kis, just as standing up is something that does not require any type of monetary expenditure. So too, again, the honor given to the zakin also is something that does not require monetary expenditure. Is that true? Sometimes standing up does come with a price. For example, milo askinan de kanakiv marginisa adahachi vahachi kan mekamei bato mimalachto. So you can have a following situation. So let's say somebody's working with literally nakiv marginisa means somebody's piercing pearls. So very specialized labor that requires a lot of concentration and intent. So what happens if the Zakin walks by and I'm piercing pearls and I have to stand up, then what happens? That's lost money. Why is that lost money? Because I'm being, it's now going to take me longer to go ahead and pierce that pearl, which time is money. So the Gemara says, Ma hidur shein babitl, afkim shein babitl. So what do you see from here? You see from here that just as honoring Zakin doesn't require me to cease and desist from my work, so to standing up doesn't require me to cease and desist from my work. In other words, that we're standing up for the Zakin would require me to stop working. I'm not obligated to do so. And we compare hider, which means honoring the Zakin, to kima, to standing up. Just as standing up requires no monetary expenditure, so to honoring the Zakin, I'm only obligated to do when it doesn't cost me any money. Mikanam, Rabose, from here, we say a very important halacha. Ein ba'alei umnios rasha'in la'amo mibnei tamidi chacham b'sha sha'oskim imalachtam. The Rabosei laborers are not obligated to stand up before Tamidi Chachamim when the laborers are engaged in their work. And there's Rabosei that this idea that I'm not obligated to honor someone in a situation where it's going to cost me money. The idea of honor is always something where there's no monetary expenditure, there's no loss. But if by standing up for the Tamid Chacham, I'm going to end up losing time from my job, I'm not obligated to do so. Velo, is that true that if somebody is involved in work, they're not obligated to stand up for a Talmud Chacham? But we learn Vahatanan, Kol Ba'alei Umnios Omdim Mipneihem. All the different laborers would stand up in front of them. I will say, who are the them? If you look at Rashi, Omdim Mipneihem, B'mevi'e Bikurin Koi, K'sho'ovim Mizrohu Shalim. I will say, it's actually quite a beautiful image. The Mishnah talks about the idea that when they used to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, so the shopkeepers would line the streets and would go ahead and greet all of the people who were bringing Bikurim. So here you see that we do tell the shopkeepers, the laborers, to stop their work to greet the Mevi'e Bikurim, Ba'omrim, and they say, Ba'omlahem, Achenu, Anshe Makom Ploni, and the laborers, the storekeepers, would greet the people who were coming and say, our brethren, from so-and-so place, Ba'achem L'shalom, welcome to Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipneihem Omdim, Mipnei Tamidei Chachamim Ein Omdim. So I'll say this is actually quite dramatic. So Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, for the Mevi'ei Bikurim, for those who are bringing Bikurim, for those people you stand up. For the Tamidei Chachamim, if you're in the middle of work, you don't have to stand up. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Bo Ure'ei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So we'll say, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin says, see how precious a mitzvah in its appointed time really is. Shehari mipnei hem omdim, mipnei tamidei chachamim ein omdim. Because again, what do you see? You see that again for mevi bikurim, for those who are bringing bikurim, which is what we call a mitzvah b'shaita, which is again a mitzvah in its right time, we stand up. But for tamidei chachamim, again, in the midst of labor, I don't have to stand up.
It's not b'chruch. It sounds like they're voluntarily standing up.
No, so the way the Mishnah is written, the way the Mishnah says it is that it's instructions to the Ba'alei Umnios. You should, this is how you greet the Mevi'ei Bikurim. So the Gemara says, V'dilma Shani Hasam. So we'll say, maybe by Bikurim is different. Maybe there's a reason why we go out to greet the Mevi'ei Bikurim. De'im kein atamach shilin la'asad lavo. Because here's the issue. And I will say, you know, the best way to reinforce good behavior is to reinforce good behavior. So if a person, meaning, maybe the concern is that if the people who are bringing Bikurim are not recognized by the residents of Yerushalayim, they'll be reticent to do so in the future. Also remember, it's not an easy thing to bring Bikurim. I'm not talking about donating the fruit, giving it away. I'm talking about the fact that you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. It's not such a pasha thing. So unless there's positive reinforcement, perhaps there's a concern that they may not do it again in the future. To which the Gemara says, so they're fine. That's how the discussion ends. So we'll say, so first of all, the halacha is that Ba'alei Umnios, this is a general clock. We've seen this in other situations as well. When you're on someone else's clock, so in general, again, you're exempt from many of these type of mitzvah, of these obligations. So for example, good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. So if I'm working for someone else, so Lemaise again, a Talmud Chacham comes along, so we'll say, but this is a very specific case. If by getting up for the Talmud Chacham, I'm going to lose time from my work, then Einachinami, I should not stand up. If my work is such that it doesn't make a difference if I stand up or not, I could just continue, I could pick up right where I left off a half a second before, then of course I should give Kavod HaTorah. But assuming that it could come at the expense of my work, then the halacha exempts one from standing up for a Talmud Chacham under those circumstances. So the Gemara goes right to. So remember, again, we learned in yesterday's daf, Takum v'hadarta, that the only time I'm obligated to stand up for a zakin is when the act of standing up, by definition, is a one that is of an honoring nature, an honorful nature. So, for example, if I'm in the person's in the bathhouse and a zakin walks by, I'm not obligated to stand up because that's not considered to be about kavodic act of standing up. So the Gemara says, "V'lo, is that true?" V'ha, Rabbi Chiya haviyase be maschusa b'yet. Rabbi Chiya was sitting in the bathhouse. V'chalav azrib Shimon bar Rabbi. I'm Shimon bar Rabbi passed by. V'lo kami kame. And Rabbi Chiya did not stand up. V'ikbid. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon was offended. He was offended that Rabbi Chiya didn't stand up. V'asa v'amar leila avuas. Listen to this. He went to Rabbi Chiya's father and he said, Shnei chumshin shani silo b'sefer tilim. I taught him 2/5 of tilim. And he didn't stand up in front of the people. You have to understand that what Rav Shimba Rebbe, see, this is not like an ego issue. This is not a Kavod HaTorah issue. One of the most important things that it's important for a Talmud Chacham to learn, and it's important to impress upon our children, is Kavod HaTorah. This is very difficult because we live in a very cynical society where people generally don't have Kavod for anything. Which is a big problem. But Kavod HaTorah is something exceptionally important. So here, Rabbi Shimon is walking by and Rabbi Chiya doesn't exhibit Kavod HaTorah, that's a problem. Because we'll say, if you don't have Kavod for Talmidei Chachamim, then what we'll see also is that ebbs away at one's Kavod of Torah, which ultimately ebbs away at one's Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmidei Chachamim are the ambassadors of the Ribono Shel Olam. If I don't have Kavod for them, then again, like I said, I'm eroding my very covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, again, Rabbi Shimon says, what's going on over here? Rabbi Chiya, why? I taught you a lot of Torah. Why don't you stand up? So the Gemara said the following. Visu. So remember, why are we bringing this story? Because remember, Rabbi Chiya is in the bathhouse. Rabbi Shimon is passing by. So again, we just said in yesterday's daf that in the bathhouse you don't have an obligation to stand up. Apparently, from Shimon's reaction, it would appear that one does have an obligation to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, for a Zakin, even in the bathhouse. Visu, another Maisa. Visu, Bar Kafra, Va'armele Rabbi Shmuel, Barabi Yossi, Havayaseh Be'maschusa. So Bar Kafra, other says Rabbi Shmuel, was sitting in the bathhouse. All the other Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. So Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi walked by, v'lo kami kame, and Rabbi Yossi or whoever it was did not stand up. V'ikbid, and Rabbi Shimon got upset. V'asa v'amar le'avua, he went and he said to his father, Shnei shlishi shlish shanisi lo b'toras kohanim. I taught him 2/9. These are interesting. 2/9 of Vayikra. V'lo amad miparnai, and he doesn't stand up in front of me. V'amar lo, and he said, Shema bahen yoshibu maharher. Well, maybe the reason Rabbi Shmuel didn't get up is because he was thinking about Chumash Vayikra that you were teaching him, that you had taught him. Meaning, in other words, maybe the fact that he didn't stand up wasn't the lack of Kavod HaTorah. Maybe the fact that he did not stand up was not because he lacked Kavod HaTorah, but rather because he was preoccupied with the very Torah you taught him. So the Gemara says, "Taima de behen yoshev maharher." So the excuse that was given was because perhaps Rav Shmuel was sitting and contemplating the Torah that he was taught. Halav hachi lo. But again, were it not for the fact that there was an excuse of preoccupation, we see that what? He would have been obligated to stand up, which shows you what? That even in the bathhouse, one is obligated to stand up for a zakina, for a tam tchacham. This contradicts what we said earlier, to which the Gemara says, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Ha bivate gavai, ha bivate biroi. It depends which part of the bathhouse. So we'll say, take a look at Rashi. Bate gavai, makom shebnei adam omdim arumim. V'hadi Rav Shimon Rebbe bavasi biroi, makom sheomdim levushim dehasa makom hidro. So we'll say the bathhouse had two rooms. There was an outer room where people were still clothed, and there was an inner room, which was the bathing area where people were unclothed. So when do we say there's an obligation to stand up if you're in the bathhouse? That's in the outer room when you're still clothed. In the inner room where a person is unclothed, that type of standing up, again, does not have any hijr, does not have any honor associated with it, and that's when you're exempt. To which the Gemara says, "Hachna and Mistabra." This would appear to be clear. The Amar Rabba Rechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chol makom mutar laharer chutz mi beis hamerchatz mi beis hakisei. Because furthermore, we learned that in every, meaning, we wanted to say before that Lamaisa, the reason why Rav Shmuel didn't stand up is because he was preoccupied with his Torah. To which the Gemara says, this, the answer that we just gave is better. Meaning, contrasting the outer chamber with the inner chamber. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that you could think about Torah anywhere you want except for the bathhouse and the bathroom. To which, again, that therefore that excuse that Rav Shmuel was thinking about his Torah would not have been a good one. To which the Gemara says, Dilma la'on se shiny. It could very well be that perhaps when he said that Rav Shmuel was thinking about Torah, it was an ones, meaning it was because of extenuating circumstances, not that he purposely thought about Torah, but Baruch Hashem, I'll say, halavai, we should have this problem, right? That we can't stop thinking about Torah. So he tried to stop, but he couldn't stop. So bottom line, halacha l'maaseh, the Gemara says that if you're in the outer chamber of the bathhouse, there would be an obligation to stand up and to honor a zakin or a talmid chacham. In the inner chamber, there would not. Yochel ya'atim einav k'mishalo ra'ahu. So remember again, the Gemara said before in yesterday's daf that perhaps you would think that you could close your eyes and pretend like you didn't see the zakin, thereby avoid having to stand up for him. Atu b'rishi yaskinan. The Gemara says, are we dealing with rishayim who pretend like they're not going to see a zakin or a talmid chacham in order not to stand up? Ella yochel ya'atzim einav mikamei delamatei zman chiyuva. Oh, I might have thought that what? Perhaps they would close their eyes before the time of obligation comes around. Now, say, remember we saw yesterday that Allah said, I'm not obligated to stand up for a zakin until when? Until he comes within my dalet amos. So I might have thought that what I could do is if I see him coming from a distance, I could close my eyes. The obligation to stand up has not yet come because he's 25 amos away. Therefore, if I close my eyes before he goes ahead and gets into my dalet amos, perhaps I'm exempt. So the Gemara says, "Dechimat is manchiyuvah lahaloch azilei dekam mikamei." Therefore, the pasuk says, "You shall stand up and fear." In other words, that. I'm sorry. So the idea over here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So again, if you go ahead and a person pulls this kind of shtick of closing their eyes before the zakin gets into my dalet amos, I might have been able to go ahead and avoid the technical obligation, but the Ribono Shel Olam knows what I did and knows that it's inappropriate. Tana Ezu Kimashish Bahidr. So I say, what's the type of standing up that affords honor to the Zakin? Havi Omer Dalet Amos, as we just said before. So I'm only obligated to stand up for an older person if that older person is within my Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos, well, so remember, is approximately 6 feet. So if an older person is within 6 feet of me, I'm obligated to stand up. Amar Abayelo, Amar Ela Berabo, She'eno Mufhak. So I'll say, who are we talking about? Abayi says, see, remember, when we say Zakin, Zakin also means Tamdi Chachamim. So what kind of Tamdi Chacham are we talking about? This is talking about Rabo She'eno Mufhak. We'll say, this is talking about a Tamdi Chacham who's not my Rebbe Mufhak. Well, say Rebbe Mufak is someone who has taught you a good deal of Torah, a good amount of Torah. So if somebody's not my Rabbi Mufak, somebody's just a Talmid Chacham, so that's when I'm obligated to stand up for them once they come into my Dalet Amos. Rabbi Mufak, but I will say for one's Rebbe Mufak is someone who has taught me the majority of my Torah learning. Milo Einav, it's amazing halacha. I'm obligated to stand up for him as soon as I see him. So again, he could be far away as soon as he's in eyeshot, is that a right term? Eyeshot, right? As soon as it is in my range of vision, I'm obligated to stand up. Abaye has to this. Abaye, Nechi hava chazi lo'udne dechamra d'Rav Yosef, da'asi hava koim. We'll say Abaye, when he would see the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef, he would stand up. So Rav Yosef was his Rebbe. When he would see the ear of the donkey, once he saw his Rebbe coming, even before he could see his Rebbe, he saw just the ear of the donkey, he would stand up. As the Gemara says, Abaye have a rechav chamra. So Abaye was once riding on a donkey, v'kamaski aguda dinar sagyo, and he was riding along the bank of the Sagya River. Yosef Rav Mesharshia v'Rabbana be'idach Yisuf alokam mikamei. And Rav Mesharshia and other rabbis were sitting on the other side of the river, and when they saw Abaye, they did not stand up. Amr lehu v'lav Rav Mufak ana. So Abaye called out to them, am I not your Rebbe Mufak? Right? Am I not your Rebbe Mufak? Now what he was saying, Rashi points out what he was saying to them is that even though you're more than Dalet Amos from me, you're still obligated to stand up because that locha for Rabbi Mufak is as soon as you could see him, you're obligated to stand up. Amrulei lav adaitin. They apologized and they said, Rebbe, we're sorry. We were engaged. True, then Rashi says, we were engaged in other things. We're thinking about learning or whatever else. And therefore we forgot to stand up. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, how do we know as much as there's an obligation to stand up for a zakin? The zakin himself should try to avoid making people stand up for him. In other words, he should try to avoid being matriarch people. Amar Abayi Naktinon Di'imakiv Chaye. This is actually an amazing thing. The Gemara says that for a person, whether it's a Talmud Chacham or it's a Zakin, who takes this circuitous route and avoids making people stand up for him, chaye. Chaye Rabosa means what? That's a skula for arichos yamim, right? Chaye Rashi says, ma'arich yamim, he has a longer life. Abai makif, Rabbi Zera makif. Abai used to walk around the long way in order to avoid making people stand up for him. Rabbi Zera used to walk around the long way. Ravina hava yasif kamid Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti. So Ravina was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah of difti. Chalafu gavra kamevelo michsireshe. So a man passed in front of them, and he did not cover his head. And I will say, now one of the things that people would do in front of Talmidei Chacham is they would cover their heads as a respect for the Talmid Chacham. So this man passed by, didn't cover his head. Amri said, Kama chatzif hai gavra, what a mechutzif. What a mechutzif, he doesn't cover his head in front of the Talmidei Chacham. Amri said to him, maybe the guy from Masa Mechasya, and Masa Mechasya was the name of a place where they had a lot of rabbinic scholars. So because of that, people were used to rabbinic scholars. Therefore, no novelty. There's no novelty. That's why he didn't take the time to go in and put on his head covering. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, if they say what talking about, you look also Masha. So also remember, Isi ben Yehuda had a very interesting shita. Isi ben Yehuda said, if they say what talking refers to every single old person, Afilu Zakin Ashmai. So Isi ben Yehuda Zakin Ashmai, even an ignorant older person, or even a Rasha, you would still stand up for. Am Rabbi Yochanan Alach Isi ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha follows Isi ben Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, have kai mekamei savi da'amoi. So listen to this. Rabbi Yochanan was standing in front of Sabi. Sabi means old people. Aramai means Arameans. Gentile elders. Right? Non-Jewish old people. Amar kama hir paski adu alaihu dahani. And he said, how many life events have passed over these individuals? Rashi says, har paski. Last short line. Mikraos vitsaros ra'u nisim harbe umofsim. So it's actually an amazing Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan said he used to stand up, he used to respect non-Jewish old people because he said life experience. True, they don't have Torah, but think about all the wisdom they have just from their various aspects of life experience. Rava Mekam lokai hidr avdulu. Rava would not stand up in front of non-Jewish elders, but hidr. Rabbi say hidr is like, you know, when you make the gesture of standing up. Abaye yohev yadal sabe. Abaye, whenever he would see an old person, Rabbi say he's even talking about non-Jewish old people, he would always extend a hand to an older person to help them. Rava mishadir shluchei. Rava would go ahead and Rava would always send one of his attendants to help out an old person. Well, so this is all by non-Jewish elders as well. Rav Nachman Mishader Gozoi. Rav Nachman would send one of his officers to help out old people whenever there was a need. But say, now Rav Nachman, you understand, Rav Nachman himself was the Nasi, and he was also the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa. He was a very important individual. So wherever he went, he always had guards with him. So whenever he would see an old person, he would always dispatch one of his guards to help out. Amar, Ilav Torah, Kama Nachman Bar Abba Ika B'Shuka. It's a very profound statement. And he used to say, were it not for Torah, how many Nachman Bar Abbas would there be in the marketplace? Rashi says over here in the middle, I'll just read you this one line. It's about four lines up on the bottom. And Rashi, the Amar, Ilav Torah, Kama Nachman Ika B'Shuka, Hilchach Ein Chashivusi B'Shil Atzmi, Ella B'Shil Torah. So the idea that Rav Nachman was saying was, Rav Nachman felt that it would be anal lefi kavodo. It would not be appropriate for his station for him to run over and help out a non-Jewish older person, because again, he had an obligation to preserve a certain level of Kavanah Torah. And a certain level of Kavanah Torah means that there are certain things you can do, certain things you can't do. He felt it would not be befitting of his Kavanah Torah, not his personal Kavanah Torah, to go and to run to help the non-Jewish older person, but he always sent one of his officers to do so. It's just a profound, profound line in general, that he loved Torah, where if not for our Torah, what would we be? If I say our Torah makes us who we are, spirituality makes us who we are. If not for our Torah, we're just like a million other people in the shuk. This is an interesting statement. So Rabbi Ivo said, a Talmid Chacham should not stand up for his Rebbe more than once in the morning and once in the evening. Why? Miruba Mikvod Shamayim. It's interesting. In order that the honor that he gives his Rebbe should not be greater than the honor he gives his God. Now, what does this mean? So the Gemara is making a reference over here to Kriyashma. Just like I accept the yoke of the Ribon Shalom once in the morning, once in the evening, so too, again, the act of standing up is a deferential act of accepting of the leadership of my Rebbe upon me. So I shouldn't do that more than once in the morning, once in the evening as well. So I will say, so it's interesting. Tosus points out over here, Tosus, you'll look at this inside later, but Tosus qualifies this statement to say that this is talking about Tamidi Chachamim in yeshiva. So if somebody's in yeshiva all day and they're constantly in proximity to their Rebbe, so Rabbi Ivo is suggesting get up once in the morning, stand up once in the morning, once in the evening, because then people understand that's the minhag yeshiva. Outside of the yeshiva, so Tosus says you should stand up for a Talmud Chacham everywhere, and as many times as you see Talmid Chacham throughout the day. So the Gemara goes right there. The Gemara says, "May say is that true?" Reb Shimon Elazar Omer Minayin Lazak Shalat Shiach. How do I know that a zakin, we've learned this before, how do I know that a zakin should not cause people to stand up? In other words, if the zakin could avoid making people stand up, that's doing better. Talmud Lomar zakin v'yareisa. Because the passage says, juxtaposes zakin to v'yareisa. V'yareisa, the Gemara's understanding that, Shim was understanding that to mean that the zakin himself should be yared, the zakin should try to avoid making people stand up. V'i amrit shachris v'avis bilvad. So we'll say, if you tell me there's an obligation to stand up in the morning and the evening, so I understand if you tell me that the zakin should avoid, you know, passing around people midday. But if he could do, if he's permitted to go, if people are obligated to stand up once in the morning, once in the evening, then the zakin need not try to avoid groups of people in the morning and the evening. Elalav kula yoma. So the Gemara says, rather, what do you see from here? Rather, you have to say that it's talking about throughout the day. And from here you see that there's an obligation, in fact, to stand up for a zakin for a Talmud Chacham throughout the day. To which the Gemara says, lo, the olam shachnas v'arviz bilvad. No, in reality, it's only talking about the morning and the evening. V'afi lo'achi, kama de'ef sh'le lo nitrach. I will say, even though there's an obligation upon others to stand up in the morning and the evening, the zakin should still always try his best not to put upon others, causing them to stand up. Amar Rav Elazar, kol Talmud Chacham shein omei b'fnei rabbo nikra rasha. Any Talmud Chacham who doesn't stand up in front of his Rebbe is called a rasha. Beino ma'arich yomim, and he does not enjoy longevity of days. V'talmudo mishtachach, and he forgets his learning. Shene emar, tov lo yihye l'rasha, v'lo ya'arich yomim kitzel asher einenu yorei m'lefnei alokim. So I'll say, because the pasuk over here, the Gemara is quoting, is from Kohelas, that there will not be good for the wicked one. He will not enjoy longevity of days. The shade literally will not be for him. Yarei milafnei alokim, he who fears God, morazu eini yodea mahu. I don't know what this fear that the pasuk is referring to. Ki esho omer v'yarei simel kechabi, when the pasuk says, you shall fear God, harei morazu kima. I learned from here that mora, this type of reverence, is in fact standing up. So also you see from here, it's very important to show that a Talmud Chacham, ultimately, who does not give proper kavod to his Rebbe, the clear Chazal don't have kind words for him. And the logic is because that means that his Torah is ego-driven. That means that his greatness is ego-driven. If you can't respect those who are greater than you, if you can't respect those ultimately, again, from whom you have gleaned your knowledge, that shows, unfortunately, a person's ego has gotten a little too big. So the Gemara says, Ve'ima, mora arivis, mora mishkalos, to which the Gemara says, but one second, maybe the mora, maybe the reverence that we're talking about over here is the mora, is the fear of ribis. We'll say it's interesting. The Torah used the lashon of yereisim elokecha when it comes to not charging interest. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Or maybe the Torah used the lashon of yereisim elokecha, fearing God, when it comes to using proper weights and measures. Maybe that's what it's referring to. To which the Gemara says, Rabbalazar pnei gomar. Rabbalazar says, you make the gzir shava pnei, to teach us that it's talking about standing up. Fine. Ibailu. Well, so now we come to a couple of very interesting shilas. So here's the question. Ibailu. Bino v'hurabo mahu la'amon b'vnei ovid. Interesting case. What happens if my son is my Rebbe? Halavai, right? If my son is my Rebbe, so mahu lama me'avim, is the son still obligated to stand up for his father? So in this case, the son is greater in Torah knowledge than his father. Is the son obligated to stand up for his father? Tashma da amar li Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So remember, we had this exchange yesterday. Remember, Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shinina kum mikame avuch. Remember, again, I both say, so Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda should stand up before his father. Rav Yehuda's father is Rav Yecheskel. Rav Yehuda was greater Talmud Chacham than his father. We knew that because from yesterday's story, remember, Rav Yehuda taught Rav Yecheskel how to learn the Mishnah. So the fact that Shul said to Rav Yehuda, sharp one, stand up in front of your father, shows you that even where the son is greater in Torah than the father, and the son is, so to speak, the Rebbe of the father, the son still has to stand up for the father. Shani Rav Yecheskel de Baal Maisim Hava. But it is amazing. Maybe Rav Yecheskel is different. Why? Because he's a Baal Maisim. I will say Baal Maisim means what? He was a man of good deeds. In other words, I will say it's an incredible yisod. That, what's the whole point of learning? What's the whole point of learning? The whole point of learning is that it has to be a limut hamevi lidei maisa. The idea is I learn in order to do. It could be that Rabbi Cheskel did not possess as much Torah knowledge as his son, but what he did possess was an incredible affinity for doing good things. He was a Baal Maisim Tovim. So perhaps because of that, in that respect, he was greater than his son. And that's why his son had an obligation to stand up before him. Because even Shmuel himself, who was clearly greater in Torah than Rabbi Cheskel, used to stand up for Rabbi Cheskel, because Rabbi Cheskel was a Baal Maisim. He was a man of good deeds. Elamai Kamarle. Rather, what was he saying? Timachi Kamarle. Zilmin da Asimachore. There are some times, Rabbi Yehuda, where your father, Rabbi Cheskel, is going to walk behind me, Rabbi. Right? Behind me, Rabbi. So, kum atmi kame velotechosh li yikra lididi. When you see your father walking behind me, Rabbi Shmuel. So, remember, Shmuel saying to Rabbi Yehuda, when you see your father, Rabbi Cheskel, walking behind me, Shmuel, so I want you to stand up for your father and don't worry about any perceived slight in my covenant. In other words, I might have thought that standing up for my father in the presence of my Rebbe is a slight in the covenant to my Rebbe. Kamash and Shmuel was saying to Rabbi Yehuda, no, even when your father passes behind me, please make sure to stand up for him. Ibayluhu. So we'll say, so therefore again, halacha lemaisa, a son is obligated to stand up for his father, even if the son is a greater Talmud Chacham, and even if the son is literally the Rebbe of the father, the son is still obligated to stand up for the father. Next case. Ibayluhu b'no v'hu rabbo. So if my son is my Rebbe, mahu sheya'amid ya'amot aviv mipanov. Oh, well, now the reverse case. Let's say my son is greater than me in Torah. My son is my Rebbe. Do I have an obligation to? Can I stand up for my son? Can I, the father, stand up for my son? So Tashma, Dar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Ani Eini Kedai La'amod Mipnei Bini Ela Mishum Kavod Beis Nasi. So as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, I would not normally go ahead and stand up in front of my son, except I stand up for him out of kavod, ultimately again for the house of the Nasi. Because again, I will say, remember again that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's son married into the family of the Nasi. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, I stand up for my son, not because of my son, but rather because he married into the family of the Nasi. Therefore, I give cover to the Nasi. Taima da'ana Rabbi. So the reason I don't have to stand up for my son is because I am my son's Rabbi. Ha'ihu Rabbi. But if my son were my Rabbi, ka'im nakameh, perhaps I would be obligated to stand up for him. Rabbi Gemara says, no, ha'kam, this is what he means to say, ani. In reality, I would not have an obligation to stand up for my son, even if he were my Rebbe. Daha ana avuha, because I am his father. Ela mishum kavod beis nasi, but rather, the only reason I stand up is why? And I've covered to the house of nasi. So I will say, so bottom line, halacha lemaisa, even if the son is the Rebbe of the father is not obligated to stand up for his son under those circumstances. So son is obligated to stand up for his father, even if the son is his father's Rebbe. Father is not obligated to stand up for his son, even if the son is his Rebbe. Ibayluhu. Rachov kamahalech tami olos. What's another interesting shayla? So if one is riding on an animal, is that as if one is walking or that one is stationary? Now, so now you'll say to yourself, who cares? Look at Rashi. Rachov kimahalech tami. Rabo rachov kimahalech tami. V'tzarech la'amon mipanov. Olo. So olo kimahalech tami. So also here's the shayla. When someone is riding on an animal, so do we look at the person and say the person is at rest, it's as if they're sitting, or do we say because the animal is moving, so the person is moving as well? We'll say, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say my Rebbe is riding on an animal. So do I have an obligation to stand up when the animal comes before me? So if you say that it's as if my Rebbe is at rest, then again, I don't have an obligation to stand up. If I ever view him as moving, as walking, then I do have an obligation to stand up. Amar Abaye, Tashma. So Abaye says, we can learn from the following brother. So this is an interesting case. Tame Yoshev, Tachas Ha'ilin, Vitar Omeid. So Tame. So let's listen to this. The halacha is, if somebody has Saras, Saras can be communicated via Tumas Ohel. If you're under the same roof with a person who's tar. But interestingly enough, the Halacha Moshe Misinai says you can only communicate Tumas Saras if the Metzora is sitting. The Metzora has to be sitting. So the Halacha is, if let's say you have two people underneath the tree, the Metzora and the tar guy. If the Metzora is sitting, then the tar guy is Tameh. Tameh Omei Tachas Ilan V'tar Yoshev. If however the Metzora is standing, and the tar guy is sitting, then what's the halacha? Tar, then the tar guy remains tar. Vim yashav hatame, atar tame. But if the tame person, if the mitzvah subsequently sits down, then the tar person becomes tame. Vechein be'even haminugas. And the same halacha applies to both sides to what? Remember, what else could transmit tumas? What else could transmit tuma? Is a stone, or a stone afflicted with saras. So the same halacha applies with Evan Amenugas. So we'll say, now what does it mean, Evan Amenugas? Look at Rashi. V'chein be'Evan Amenugas, v'adam nosa tachas ha'ilan, v'tar yoshev tachas ha'ilan, lo nitma atar at sheyeshev ha'nosea Evan, v'im yoshav nosea Evan, nitma atar v'afilu omid. So we'll say, so listen to this. So the halacha is, if somebody's carrying a stone afflicted with saras, and they're under, let's say, the same tree, the same roof with the tar person. If the person holding the stone sits down, then the tar person is tameh. But if the person holding the stone stands up, then what? Then the tar person remains tar. So we'll say, so what do you see from here? Van Rav Nachman bar Kohen zosomas rachov kamahalech tameh. So we'll say, what do you see from this? You see from this, I might have thought that when the person who's holding the stone, as long as he's stationary, we view him as sitting, we view the stone as at rest. But yet we don't see that. We see that when it comes to the Evan Amnugas, the Evan is only considered to be at rest when the person holding it is actually sitting down. So from here you see that what? Rachav Kamhalitam. Therefore you see that when someone's riding an animal, they're considered to be what? In motion. So the Gemara says Shemamino. And indeed see that this is correct. So therefore Allah Lamaisa, it would appear that again under those circumstances, technically speaking, if my Rebbe was on an animal, I would have an obligation to stand up because it's as if my Rebbe is walking as well. Libayilahu, ma olam me sefer Torah. Is there an obligation to stand up for a sefer Torah? Rabbi Chilki, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lazar, Amri Kavachomer. Rabbi Chilki, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lazar said, of course, Kavachomer, mebnei lo omde, omni nalash kol shagain. If I have an obligation to stand up before those who learn Torah, certainly an obligation to stand up for the Torah itself. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Havli Yosvi. So what's Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi? We're sitting and learning. Chalif va'azor Reb Shimon Bar Abba, v'kalmi kamei. Reb Shimon Bar Abba passed by, and these two other Rabbanim stood up. They stood up out of deference to Reb Shimon Bar Abba. So Amar Lo, Reb Shimon Bar Abba said to them, Chada, do'asun chachimi va'ano chaber. So first of all, don't stand up for me, because both of you are greater tamidi chachamim. Both of you are rabbanim, are chachamim, and I'm only a chaver. In other words, first of all, my learning is on the same level as yours. Number two, va'ot, klum Torah medesein lomdeha. Does a Torah stand up before those who learn it? As Rav says, it's actually quite beautiful. Rav Shimon was saying, you know, both of you are like actual Sifrei Torah. Me, I'm just a guy who learns Torah. Do Sifrei Torah stand up in front of someone who learns Torah? Of course not. Rabbi Lazar said, Reb Shimon HaLevi Rabbi Lazar, who said that Talmidei Chachamim, when they are learning, do not have an obligation to stand up for their Rebbe, for their Rebbe. And Rabbi said, look how the Gemara ends, Layit ala Abaye. Abaye cursed anyone who followed this ruling. Rabbi said, if you think about it, it's an amazing thing. The notion of not standing up for a Talmid Chacham, for one's Rebbe, when learning, is totally counterintuitive, Abaye says. Meaning, let's say, remember, if Talmud Torah, if the whole point of learning is that it's maybe leading myself, the whole point of learning is that it leads me to dynamic activity. So the notion of being engaged in learning and not standing up for my Rebbe when he passes by is counterintuitive. That shows that I'm not applying that which I have learned. Now you hear the logic. The logic is that if I'm engaged in Talmud Torah, so I should be exempt from everything else, including giving cover to my Rebbe. Abaye said, however, that's not the case. Once a person is learning, even when a person is learning, a person is obligated to stand up for their Rebbe as well. V'hibitu achare Moshad bo ha'ohola. Remember again, the pasuk says, they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu until he entered his tent. So the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu would pass by the camp, and people would look at his back until he entered into his tent. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Amir Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Chad Amar Lignai, the Chad Amar L'Shevach. One says that this pasuk was talking about negative behaviors of Klal Yisrael, and others say the Shevach was a praise. Man Do Amar Lignai Kedi Isa. The one who says that it understands the pasuk in a disparaging way, we learned that before. Rabbi said, Kedi Isa is interesting. The Gemara apparently does not want to repeat the negative drasha. But Rashid says it, Kedi Isa, Mishun Dadar Magunahu Loratz Lafaris Marim Mufurish, Mejah Shabbatan Chuma, Ru'u Kama Avim Shukav, Kama Tavar Shamin Akomi Shalanu. The Rabbi said, what happens? The Mejah writes, the Mejah says that Moshe Rabbeinu would walk to his tent and he would pass by the people would make disparaging comments. Look how fat he's getting. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, his legs are getting so thick, and how is he getting so fat? Because he's skimming off the top. You know, it's an amazing thing in general. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you understand that generally, great people become great when they die. You know, there's an important yisod. Why is that? It's always an amazing thing. People stand up for a casket, right? People stand up for an aron, but for that same person, they treated them like garbage during their lifetime. Well, it was a very simple yisod. When people die, they become Judaica. So people have big respect for Judaica, right? So like, oh, there's an aron, there's a casket, there's a dead body, and they're all mamish, like that's coven. During lifetime, we treat people terribly. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, it's an amazing, can you imagine this? People saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, putting on a little bit of weight there, Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So it must be because you're going ahead and you're skimming a little bit off the Mishkan collections. That was the accusation. The same way that they accused Moshe Rabbeinu of being an immoral individual. How could it be that a man doesn't live with his wife? It must be that he's carrying on with other men's wives. Say that Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's an incredible, you saw how critical we could be of one another. When people die, everybody cries and everybody stands up. When we're, you know, we'll say, more important than Kavod HaMeis is Kavod HaChaim. It's an incredible, my heart always breaks when I read this about Moshe Rabbeinu. Such a selfless life, giving up everything, but yet still so mistreated. The other opinion says, L'shvach, the other opinion says that it was a shvach. What was the shvach? What was the praise? Amr Chizki, Amr Rabbi Chini, Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Demin Chaifa, Chacham Over, Omed Melefon of Dal Ramos. That what happens if a Tam Chacham passes by? If Tam Chacham passes by, so Omei Melefon of Dal Ramos. So remember, once he comes into my Dal Ramos, I have to stand up. V'chevan Sha'avar Dal Ramos, and once he leaves my Dal Ramos, Yoshev. Well, that's why it's Tam Tam Chacham. Comes into my Dal Ramos, I stand up. These my Dalai Lama's, I sit down. Av Beis Din, if the Av Beis Din comes, Av Beis Din over, Obey Melefan of Kim Lo'im. So we'll say, if the Av Beis Din, as soon as I see him, even if he's at a distance, I have to stand up. The Chayvin Shavar Dalai Lama's, Yoshev. Once he exits my Dalai Lama's, I can sit down. Nasi, if the Nasi comes by, Obey Melefan of Kim Lo'inov. As soon as I see him, I have to stand up. Ve'ino Yoshev Ach Yoshev Im Komo. And I don't sit down until when? Until he is seated. Shene Emar. Shinei America, as the pasuk says, v'hibit achari Moshe abo'o ha'olos. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of the Nasi, therefore the halacha of the Nasi is, as soon as you see him, you have an obligation to stand up, but you can only sit down once he is seated as well. So the pasuk is describing that they would see Moshe, v'hibitu achari Moshe, they would see Moshe, they would stand up, and they would remain standing until when? Until Moshe Rabbeinu went into his tent and was presumably seated, then everyone else remained seated as well. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Adam Ablam and Gimel tomorrow, Meretz Hashem. So it turns out...